This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm just so hungry. And I miss Tom. Tom used to always talk about Chipotle. And Chipotle hasn't been in the news, or maybe it's because I haven't been thinking about Chipotle. Until, I guess, today, we're hearing that Chipotle has lost some profit, unfortunately, as their shares have dropped. Apparently, this whole E. coli thing had kind of devastated them. They say Chipotle's Mexican Grill Inc.'s quarterly profits fell 76.5% as the company is still trying to recover from what happened back in 2015. The company is blaming minimum wage increases, higher spending on advertising, promotions, and a spike in the cost of avocado, which is the main ingredient in guacamole. See, I went to dinner the other night, and there were two different guacamoles. One is the expensive one that you pay for. And then the other one is like the creamy thing that you could get at, you know, Walmart or Sam's Club or Costco. And so, I mean, how much avocado is really in the creamy cheap version anyway? You know, now the tableside avocado guacamole, that's a lot of avocado. Because you see, you know, one avocado doesn't make a whole huge bowl of guacamole. So you need a lot of avocados. So, you know, just be prepared that that tableside guacamole is going to get more and more expensive. So the net income fell to $15.98 million or 55 cents per share in the fourth quarter. And but they did notice that the sales are starting to come back. People are forgetting. Diners really like the Chipotle taste. And I don't have a Chipotle nearby, so I don't really. I mean, I've been to Taco Bell and Del Taco. I have an Apoyo Loco nearby, and they make some really good, you know, food where it's like kind of fresh mix type stuff, but not Chipotle. Now, when it comes to what we should eat, okay, we don't realize as we're looking at calories and as we're looking at salt content that certain things we eat could be messing with our sleep. And so, according to Daily Mail, experts here reveal which foods cause insomnia. And it's not just the simple ones like caffeine. We know that. But caffeine's included. You know, you can't be drinking caffeine. For me, I can't have any caffeine past 6 a.m. If I have any caffeine past 6 a.m., I can't sleep. A study of 2,000 adults found the connection between diet and quality of sleep, and they found that 1 in 5 think spicy foods like curry will help them get a good night's rest. Over 1 in 10 believe caffeinated coffee will help them go to sleep. That's interesting. So sugar, stimulants, that can really mess people up. And spicy food. If I eat any spicy food, I'm up with heartburn the whole night. So they say the adult manages just 6 hours and 28 minutes on average of shut-eye. And you're supposed to be sleeping about 8 to 9 hours a night. And they miss out on 6 hours and 10 minutes of sleep each week. Turbulent thoughts, they say, are the most common cause of a sleepless night. All right. 53% say they can't stop their mind racing when the lights go out. A quarter are kept up by stress. But what about what we're eating? So, one, spicy foods. Spicy foods can give you indigestion, okay? And they think it's the capsaicin, which is an active ingredient in chili peppers, can affect sleep by changing your body temperature. So it's not just a heartburn issue, but it can mess with your body temperature. Remember, you need to be a little cold to get a good night's sleep. Remember we talked about that? Also, being a little cold can help you lose weight, maybe even fight off infection. Capsaicin may warm you up. Alcohol. Alcohol totally messes up your deep stages of sleep. So even though alcohol makes you sleepy, okay, you're not going to get into your deep sleep, and you'll probably be up in a couple hours going, what the heck is going on? Coffee, of course, it's a stimulant. Its half-life is about 5 hours. So what that means is, if I drink coffee and I have X amount of caffeine, in 5 hours, that caffeine circulating around my blood is going to be already at half of what I started with because of degradation processes. However, that caffeine, even after the five-hour mark, could still be too much for me. So add another half-life of that. Okay, so let's say that maybe another, so now you're 10 hours away. You still have the caffeine in your system. So 25% of it would still be remaining after about 10 hours. Now, what about greasy foods or fatty foods? Greasy foods cause your stomach, they say, to go into overdrive to digest them. So you produce acid in the stomach. So obviously that can kind of come up into the esophagus and cause reflux and heartburn. Burgers, fast food, ice cream, foods that have a lot of cheese should be avoided before you go to bed. And also, when your body has to work real hard, you know, even though we don't usually do a lot of digestion during our sympathetic or our adrenaline modes, you know, it's more when the parasympathetic kicks in and our bodies start to relax, you know, we could do a lot of digestion. But when you are actively, heavily trying to digest something, your body may not want you in complete sleep mode either. So some of you may notice that you aren't going to sleep as well. And then sugary foods. Sugary foods can definitely spike your blood sugar levels, but here's something they don't mention. Lack of sugar. If you, let's say, haven't eaten all day and you're dieting and you go to bed, you'll notice you don't sleep as well. And the reason why is the lack of sugar, unfortunately, puts you at risk of your glucagon needing to kick in and make sugar. Well, when that happens, your epinephrine also kicks in. So I notice that if I go to bed at night having eaten hardly any carbs all day and being really strict on my diet, I lie there and I can't sleep because the epinephrine is kicking in. So you want to make sure that still at dinner time you're getting some decent carbs. Now, they say the best foods to have are bananas. Bananas have magnesium, which is a muscle relaxant. They also help promote serotonin and melatonin. Almonds have tryptophan and magnesium. So those also could kind of calm down the muscles and the nerves, steady the heart rhythm. Honey has glucose, right? So it may have enough of that glucose to not kick in your glucagon and your epinephrine. Oats, obviously, can trigger insulin production. And it will, the grains in the oatmeal are a better sort of carb. They also have melatonin. And then, of course, turkey. Turkey and the tryptophan can help make you sleepy. So those are the five best foods to have to go to bed. And then the five worst foods we already talked about. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and
the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Crises. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Mackenzie, who is working the dials. So I guess a few months back I was talking about midlife crises, and I have received a couple emails. I'm not going to read them all to you, but I think we need to visit the subject pretty quickly here. All right. Rennie writes, I just listened to your segment on midlife crisis, and I think I'm going through one now. There is so much I haven't done, and I wish I did. He says, I want to just once sleep with a hot chick. So he says he wants to sleep with a hot chick. I don't want to get divorced, but it's really bothering me that I've ever done that, marrying my high school sweetheart. All right, so he kind of goes on, and I received another email. My husband is in a selfish phase, call it midlife crisis, I don't care. I'm ready to give him the boot. She writes, how long is this supposed to last? So I don't really hear the term midlife crisis that much. Okay? I'm hearing burned out a lot more. And so back in the 70s and 80s, you know, we were hearing this term midlife crisis where, you know, dad is going to go and get a fancy car and leave mom and go out and hang out with babes. And mom is going to sleep with the sparkless water or the UPS guy. All right. Or the cable, the on TV guy. Yeah. All right. So that's what we thought midlife crises were. And you're not hearing people say, hi, I have a midlife crisis. Nobody says that anymore. I don't even think it's a term that is commonly used unless we don't bring it up. That's not a term used. But burned out, big time. You hear burnout. I'm not saying a burnout equals midlife crisis, but it can be kind of a misdiagnosis of what's going on. So remember, a midlife crisis basically happens. I think it was a term coined back in the 60s where you're transitioning from being young to being older, and you're realizing that now you're starting kind of the, you know, second chapter, not by any means the final chapter. We got to get rid of that thinking. But you start getting to the point where people don't look at you as young. You realize you're not young. Okay? Your kids are now starting to go through the youth and the stuff that you thought you were still a part of, but you're not anymore. And so it really starts to weigh on you. And you look back, you look at your achievements, you look at your goals, you look at if you accomplish what you want to, and then you look ahead going, well, I don't want to get old and I don't want to die. And so psychologically, it's pretty scary. And so I think midlife crisis is a very appropriate term. But many people won't call it that. Also, many people in their 40s and 50s don't think they're midlife. Okay? You know, I mean, technically my age, where I'm at now, probably would have been considered back in the 70s, 80s midlife crisis. But nowadays, no. It's barely middle age. So, Yeah, and that's because I keep, you know, bringing up the range of middle age. But being in my 40s, I'm not liking it that much. Right? But I haven't had a crisis yet. So let's go back to never having slept with a hot chick. Okay, this is the problem with porn. All right? The more porn you watch, you take a look and you see these women just say, yeah, let's do it, you know, right here, I don't know, in the middle of Walmart. I don't know what porn has now these days. But, and you're like, well, gosh, I want that. Okay? The more porn you watch, the more you're going to have misconception of reality. You're not going to have a very, realistic picture of the way love and sex is. And women feel that same way too. I can't tell you how many women I've seen divorce her husband because they want to have the guy like Mr. Big in Sex and the City, or they want to have that Prince Charming that they never had, and they think they could have it because it's in the movies. And I tell people, quit watching these movies. Quit watching these TV shows and thinking that that is normal life. And it really alters our perception of reality. And that's scary stuff. So you look at these hot women and you want to have one. Well, do you think they would, the typical hot woman, okay, if I'm kind of generalizing here, is probably young, okay, and they're probably looking for a younger guy. So if here you are, you know, in your 60s going through a midlife crisis and you want that 22-year-old blonde, it may not happen. Now, I understand Trump has a very hot wife. I get that. Okay. And I know on Modern Family, right, I forget who, the guy from Married with Children, he has a hot wife. I get that. Okay. But that's not what generally happens. You know, people connect with people who they want to connect with. And so if you have this bucket list, and this bucket list contains things that may not be realistic, you're never going to be happy. All right? And you got to be very, very careful with that. Because one of the main driving forces for a midlife crisis is the relationship aspect. You fell in love too soon. Maybe not too soon. Maybe it was the right thing for you. But you fell in love. You got married. You were happy. All right? But you want to have what you think everybody else is having. And I can't tell you how many times I ask single people, so how is it? You know, how's the dating scene? You must be having so much fun. And they say they hate it. They hate the dating scene. And I'm like, but you look good. You know, there's all those, you know, clubs and no. All right. And the problem is we don't get a chance to test out the water. If you decide to cheat on your wife, she's done with you, and I don't blame her for being done with you because, you know, you could get an STD and, you know, give her something, and, you know, you were ready to check out of the marriage and fall for a 22-year-old blonde. So I don't blame her. But, you know, I think some people out there, and I would never recommend this, but I think there's some people out there that just want to test the water. Just stick their toe in. And when they see it's not that glorious, they get it out of their head. Now, that's very tough to do with a marriage. I mean, I remember with coffee. I wanted to drink coffee because I saw Mom. I saw Dad drink coffee. I wanted to do what they did. So finally, my mom gave her some of, you know, her coffee, and she drinks it black, no sugar, no cream. That was disgusting. That was worse than battery acid. And I was like, okay, never mind. I'm done. And I never want to drink coffee again. How do we do that with people going through midlife crises? I mean, yeah, you could say, yeah, well, you know, Bob did the same thing and he couldn't find any babes. Well, those stories help. But how do we educate people on what's going on? And what if they can find their Melania Trump or whatever? What if they can find their babe? You know, it all depends on what's really that important to them. Now, being the spouse of somebody going through a selfish phase, like my husband is in a selfish phase, call it midlife crisis, I don't care. I'm ready to give him the boot. Here's the thing from a selfish phase, okay? I think it's okay to go through selfish phases. I think it's also okay to try and treat yourself. And the big problem we have in marriages and with families is our whole day is, and this came from the movie Parenthood with Steve Martin years ago, is, you know, my whole day is have to as opposed to want to. You know, we think we want to go to work to pay the bills. We want to go to the gym. We want to get our hair done. None of those things are fun. I hate getting my hair done. You know, yeah, I like to exercise, but I mean, is that really, really fun? And so many people notice that their whole day and weekend is just work. And yes, maybe you could scrape some money together to go on vacation, but that's not enough. So you're going to hear them say they're burned out. So what you need to do are selfish days. Okay, whatever you want to do, you do. It doesn't even have to be with me. Yeah, that's why hanging out with the guys also helps. You know, we used to do that where, you know, poker night. You know, maybe the guys brag or whatever, but if the guys are honest, you know, they'll be like, no, she didn't go for him. You know, he was acting like they were together. No, they weren't. You know, so the problem is that I think a lot of people have is the more they are stuck in their house in front of their computer or just with their wife all day long, the less they're really finding out about the realism of the outside world. So you have these fantasies. Same thing with women. And women, yeah, I see this all the time. They have to be careful because somebody has a new boyfriend. She brags about the new boyfriend. She brags about where the new boyfriend takes her. So now they want that. So sometimes it could also hurt hearing what's going on outside, but you need to get some realism and some realistic stories coming to you, and you need to see what actually occurs. Now, me as a doctor, I get the most realistic view because, you know, you don't have a lot of people needing to lie to me that their love life is going well. Okay, so if their love life is not going well, they're coming to me for a variety of reasons. And so I get to hear that. So I get to see realism. So I know that the grass isn't greener. I know that I got an amazing lawn where I'm at right now with my husband. And so going over that fence or trying to see what the other grass is looking like, I know I'm going to be disappointed. But other people don't have the experience that I have or have the ability to see what's going on the other side. And so how do you give people that experience? Now, being selfish, I think it's totally fine. If you want to go through phases, if you want to, you know, all right, you know what? Today it's going to be all about me. Everybody leave me alone. And then tomorrow I'm going to do something, you know, for you guys. I think that's fine. People need to feel like that they're taking care of themselves, but not if it means cheating on your wife. If you're going to cheat on your wife, you're out of there. But I don't know what to tell the guy that, you know, wants to sleep with a hot chick because that may never happen. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that want to learn health Spanish or medical Spanish because you're working in the healthcare field, there is a very easy course we've developed under 2 hours that teaches you all the basics and reinforces it with quizzes and even gives you a certificate to give your employer. Very inexpensive, under $50, and use the gift code DDW or GIFT, G-I-F-T, when you go to learnhealthspanish.com, and it gives you an additional discount. Learnhealthspanish.com, it's great, and it's something that I designed with a production company to help you guys with your Spanish and with your, you know, ease at learning something very, very quickly. And I'm pretty proud of it. I think it looks pretty good. And start Hablando Español today. I think you guys are going to like it. For those of you that have any medical questions, please call us or at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or email us at drdahlia.com. So my mom was a secretary for a law firm, and then she was a paralegal for years back in the 60s. And she told me that the secretaries would get secretary butt. And she would show me, you know, see that woman? She's got secretary butt. She must be a secretary. And I'm like, wow, Mom, you can look at someone's butt and know what they do? And I guess there is supposed to be a little bit of science behind it. All right? They call it either desk derriere or secretary butt. But according to a New York-based personal trainer, Dan Giordano, of Bespoke Treatments Physical Therapy, he said, sitting at your desk all day long will make your tushy flat, flabby, and saggy. No amount of weekend workouts will offset the 5 days of inactivity. He said after 5 years in an office job, he said it's like the damage will cause the muscle in your tushy to start wasting away. And it all comes down to two things, lack of blood flow and the way most of us naturally sit. He says the strength of your glutes, your gluteus maximus, which are the muscles in your butt, impacts your pelvic stability, pelvic rotation, and your core. It means that not just your butt will be affected, but the entire workout and physical strength. Okay, so are we sitting wrong? Yeah. Most offices, you're not moving. So you get stuck in a position, and it's usually not the correct position. He says 90% of people sit in a way that means their pelvis rotates forward, putting pressure on the spine. And because you're sitting for hours at a time, you're not activating your glutes. That's going to cause a muscle in your bottom to lose its tone and shape and not be as firm. So if you have a round-shaped bottom or a muscly one and you don't work it out, it will become flabby and sag. So if you're in this job for 5 years, you could atrophy the muscles. That's why I tell people to kind of do butt clenches and get up and move around. I think those balls do really, really good, those balls that you have to sit on next to your desk. I think that's great, and it helps your abdomen. Now, at least you're not just sitting there on a hard surface, you know, putting pressure on your spine. They say your blood flow slows down. When you're sitting at your desk for a long period of time, you're not moving, so no blood flow or less blood flow. We all know this. If you're sitting for a long time, you become foggy. If you're sleeping for a long period of time, your muscles seize up. Again, decreased blood flow. This could affect your muscles because you're not getting blood flow. It means certain muscles like your glutes are not activating, and it's going to take longer to warm up when you work out. So what does he recommend? Well, let's get up and walk around, even if it's for 30 seconds. You need to get up and move. It's important to keep your blood flow moving and keep your muscles as active as possible. Every half hour or 15 minutes if possible, get up, go to the break room, walk around, clear your head, become less foggy, get your blood flow moving. He also recommends to get a standing desk, okay? If there's any access to a standing desk, get it. In Scandinavia, which is, I guess, supposed to be one of the happiest parts of the world, ranked by the United Nations, 90% of office workers have access to standing workstations. They say if you're able to stand when you work, it increases our productivity and dramatically lowers the rates of obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. However, there was a study that said people behind the counter standing on their feet all day long still don't seem to get as many health benefits beyond what sitters do. So the key is you need to move, okay? I have a hard time typing while standing, but I can do it. I can type while I stand, but, you know, you're standing on your feet all day. That's not good. You need to walk around. Use a foam roller. He says we should be using a foam roller every day, all right? He says a foam roller is a large cylinder foam block used to give yourself a massage and ease tension in the muscles, and it's common among athletes. He says it's essential for office workers. You should be working out, but also taking recovery days. For every 3 days you work out, you need a recovery day. But he says one thing you need every day is a foam roller, 30 seconds per body, parts per day. So you basically roll back and forth on the foam roller. He also recommends to vary your workouts, and we've talked about this. So many of my patients have said, look, Dahlia, I do this workout every day. I go up the stairs. I walk at work every day. Why am I overweight? Well, your body needs your body needs to mix things up a little bit. Right? They need some variety. Okay? If your body is anticipating that you're always going to be using your legs and you're not going to be using your arms are going to get flabby and the muscles are going to atrophy. My arm muscles are so weak. My feet are great and my legs are great. but not my my arms. So you got to vary your workouts, and you got to mix it up. Maybe take some classes, spin class, change it up, he says. Just don't do the same thing. Now, I understand that, you know, people need habit, all right? So if they could do the same exercise every day and they could get into that habit, you are getting some benefits, absolutely. But, you know, your muscles, you need to work out all the groups. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of you guys like to cook at home, and they say a plastic chopping board is much less hygienic than a wooden one. All right, and people think, well, maybe plastic boards are better because wood has crevices that can hide bacteria and wood can splinter. But they say plastic chopping boards harbor more bacteria than wood. All right, so they say with the wipe clean surfaces, many assume that a plastic chopping board is more hygienic because it's easier to clean. But bacteria multiplies much quicker on plastic than it does on wood. A study by University of Wisconsin found that bacteria, including salmonella, did not survive on wooden cutting boards when left overnight. But on a plastic board, they thrived and they multiplied. So those plastic cutting boards are worse. Another study found that people were more likely to fall ill if using a plastic chopping board. They say old or worn chopping boards are also a bacteria risk because the dents in the grooves are made over time. So you need a wood chopping board that's very, very smooth. Maybe, I don't know if I should say lacquered, but, you know, we're not talking about where it's a piece of wood with all the crevices, okay? They say mold can grow under the surface of the board, leading to staining and creating a potential health risk. When there's too many grooves, the safest thing to do is to throw the old board away. They also say wooden boards will last longer because the material is much sturdier than plastic. Okay? Food safety researcher Ben Chapman of New North Carolina State said that plastic chopping boards are useful in prepping raw meat as they can be put in the dishwasher where the high temperatures inside the machine will kill any bacteria. But use wooden boards, he says, for chopping vegetables and ready-to-eat foods. Now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says both wood and plastic can harbor bacteria, but the best way to stay safe and prevent illness is to make sure you wash your clean chopping boards thoroughly with hot water and soap before prepping food. So even if you take it out of the dishwasher, wash it off. Dry boards with a towel as soon as they're washed. Do not stack damp boards together so you don't start growing mold and fungus. That's according to all recipes because the bacteria will multiply. Yeah, you know, also you got to wash your food. But when you wash your food, be careful. Remember we were talking about with turkey? This was a couple years ago where they found that when you wash chicken or when you wash turkey, you are splattering the salmonella all over the place. So if you do want to wash off some food, you know, make sure there's a very low spray. Or, you know, I understand we need to clean off, you know, a lot of the blood and things like that. But if you're just washing off a clean piece of chicken, because you think if you wash off the raw chicken, it gets rid of some of the bacteria, no. All right? You know, you're going to have to cook it off. You can't wash something to sterilize it. So what you want to do is you want to wash very minimally, if at all. You know, if not, skip it. If it looks like a clean piece of meat, do whatever cutting you need to do. Then dump that plastic board or wood board into the sink or dishwasher. Careful with the water spray. And throw away old boards. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that 10,000 seniors in the United States die within a week of being discharged from the hospital. 10,000 a year. They say each year about 10,000 generally healthy U.S. Medicare patients die within 7 days of discharge from the ER. According to Dr. Ziad Obermeyer, he says, we know that hospitals vary a lot in how they admit the patients to the hospital from the emergency department, but we don't know whether this matters for patient outcomes. Now, he's a staff physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital Department of Emergency Medicine in Boston. He says the variation in outcomes that we observed may be linked to gaps in medical knowledge about which patients need more attention from physicians. Some of you guys are probably thinking to yourself, well, they're being discharged too early. We're going to talk about that. Geography and socioeconomics, he says, may also play a role. And he adds that access to resources varies dramatically across hospitals, which is true. So the analysis of more than 16 million ER visits showed that the most common causes of death in the following week were heart disease and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Obermeyer is also an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School. But another major cause was overdose from opioid painkillers like OxyContin, Percocet, Vicodin, mostly after ER visits for pain and injuries. Most of these deaths occurred among patients seen at hospitals that admitted few patients from the ER. Policymakers, they say, often disregard these hospitals as models due to their low costs. But deaths occurred far less often among patients seen at large university-affiliated ERs with higher hospital admission rates and higher costs. This was so even though patients at these ERs tended to be less healthy upon arrival at the ER. Patients at greater risk for death included those with confusion, shortness of breath, or generalized weakness. The researchers found that those with chest pain had a much lower risk of death. Now, some of you may say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, if you're kind of at your end and you're feeling bad, before you meet your maker, you're probably going to go get some medical help. So saying 10,000 people before they die end up in the ER for some reason makes this study not sound as bad. And you're right about that. You know, if you're kind of at your end and you've been suffering for a while with something, or you haven't been taking care of yourself and it's your time to go, many times you may go to an ER for some help, right? Because you think you're sick. And I get that. But I think there's something more to this. I think there may be a disparity between the type of hospital and, you know, what's being done at the hospital. Who's being admitted, who's not being admitted, who's being sent home too early. I think there could be something here. The study looked at ER visits made by seniors between 2007 and 2012 across the U.S. It did not include patients with known serious illnesses or diagnoses of life-threatening conditions. So, like, somebody, let's say, that was in a huge pileup, you know, on the I-15 or whatever, God forbid. Okay, we weren't looking at that. Or anyone over 90 years old, they didn't look at that. And those receiving palliative care. So those with metastatic cancer needing extra pain medicine for their cancer. So, according to Dr. Obermeyer, he says there's a lot of policy interest in reducing unnecessary admissions from the emergency department. And not all patients can or should be admitted to the hospital, but we need to focus on admitting the right patients rather than admitting more or less. He says, I'm optimistic that advanced analytics and better data will help physicians with these kinds of decisions in the future. Okay, well, you guys know what this stinks of. Okay, this stinks of those fines and penalties that hospitals get if a Medicare patient comes back and needs to be readmitted. Remember we talked about that? Remember I told you that one of my friends called me up saying that his father with COPD, Medicare, was in the ER going on his third day. I'm like, 3 days in an ER? What the hell? I had some calling the hospital going, don't you guys have any beds? I mean, I didn't realize you guys were so slammed. Oh, yeah, no beds. No beds, right? Because if the hospital admits a Medicare patient and they end up readmitting for some reason or another, that hospital can be penalized. So what we started to see is many hospitals just wouldn't admit you. You would just sit there in the ER, they'd take care of you in the ER, and then let you go. That was the stupidest thing I ever saw that happened under this Obama administration when it came to health care. So if a hospital is so worried that they're going to get dinged because of a Medicare admission, Medicare patients are going to be admitted less. Now, these bigger hospitals could take the penalty a lot easier than the smaller hospitals. So the smaller hospitals that are like, look, you know, if we don't have to admit them and start having to deal with this, you know, if we could take care of them in the hospital and tell them to come back when they need to, let's do that. Plus, there's a big push to admit less to save money. Right? If Medicare isn't paying like it used to, if many insurances aren't paying, when the hospital admits you, they have a chance, they run the risk of losing money. It used to be the opposite. Hospitals would make money if they admitted you. Oh, yeah, you need to come in, you need to. Now, it's the tables have turned so much where, I mean, people are being pushed out. In fact, there was stories in California where people in the ambulance, you know, were being told, okay, no, you know, take her to the different, take her to this other hospital. We have no room. We have no room. And so, I don't know how the paramedics have been dealing with this, if they withhold telling what the insurance is or what's going on there. But, you know, true, and emergency departments are overflowing. I get that. You know, and an emergency department and a hospital have every right to turn a patient away if they're too full. Absolutely. They have that right. But if they're turning them away because of the stupid penalty that the Obama administration brought up, then that hurts our seniors big time. So, a COPD patient may have less of a chance of getting admitted, even though with that sort of disease, they should be admitted. And then heart disease. COPD is bigger because it's a revolving door. Your breathing worsens. You have to go in, get steroids, maybe get some antibiotics. They found Z-Packs to work sometimes. Get some beta agonists, go through some breathing treatments. After a couple days when you could go home on oxygen or when they think you can take care of yourself at home, they let you go. Then maybe when the weather changes, you come back. So COPDers, they're revolving doors when it comes to this. So if they're not even being admitted in the first place, that's a problem. Which is why we need to get rid of the penalties that the previous administration has plagued our economy with, our employment sector, our small business sector, our healthcare sector. Let's get rid of these penalties. Instead, you could incentivize, right? And don't incentivize by the less times they're admitted. Incentivize on patients dying less. If you find less death outcomes, we have less death outcomes, because that's very easy. The coroner's office has, would get those numbers. So we have an independent party when it comes to that. And if your hospital could prove that you have less death numbers percentage-wise, because I understand the bigger hospitals are bigger, they'll have more, right? You will get incentivized. None of this, well, the readmission. It's not their fault. I mean, you could only keep a person so long in the ER, and don't you want to get the person out of an ER or out of a hospital so they don't get a nosocomial infection? You know, a bacterial infection that's floating around the hospital? So the problem is we had non-doctors make these decisions. And when these non-doctors and non-medical providers and non-therapists and non-chiropractors and non-dentists and non-nurses make these decisions when it came to healthcare, this is what we're dealing with. Let's get a panel of nurses, physical therapists, pharmacists, dentists, chiropractors, doctors, allopathic, MD, DO, naturopath. Let's get homeopaths. Let's get panels of people that actually take care of patients every day, that understand what the hell is going on, and can we please get rid of all these stupid penalties? I think it's ridiculous. I don't understand. And I don't know how long Trump is going to, take to reverse the penalties. You can take as long as you need to with the repeal and the replace. I know that takes time. But just get rid of these stupid penalties, please. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last 3 years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.